Hi, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it is Azure Friday. We're here with Khalid Moose, and you've got some cool stuff to show me with two of my favorite things, Docker and the Azure CLI.
That's right. So what I would like to show is how you get going really quickly with the Azure CLI and taking advantage of the Docker containers. So what we will do, we'll actually run Azure CLI as a Docker container. So Azure CLI is one of the tools that you can use if you are a cross-platform, especially if you're a OSS or Linux user. It provides you the ability to interface with the Azure management interface. Obviously, you could also use the SDK API, or you can use PowerShell if you are a Windows user. But if you are a Linux user or a Mac user, you want Azure CLI to interface with the service.
And it needs, as a series of dependencies, you need NPM and Node.
That's right.
Because it's written in JavaScript.
That's correct. And CLI is there. You can install it. We have a lot of good documentation already. It is actually open source. What I'm showing here is basically the GitHub repo where we host it, and it's got a bunch of instructions on how to use it and install it and all the features that we support. But what I'd like to do is just show you how you can get going with literally one command and having the Azure CLI up and running. So what we've done recently is we published a Docker image that contained the Azure CLI already prepackaged. And it is being updated as we release new versions of the Azure CLI. So if you go to the Docker Hub repository and just type Microsoft, and then you'll get Azure CLI. So if you take a look at it, it's basically a simple image that is already prepackaged with the CLI. So what I'll do is I'll just go to a Linux machine, for example, and run the Azure Run or the Docker Run. And then I'll get the CLI up and running without having to install anything.
So when you say Docker, that's the Docker command line, the Docker client. Say Docker run, does that do the fetch?
That's right.
The pull, rather?
Exactly. It will pull the image. It will check your local box. And then if you don't have the image already downloaded, it will download it. And then it will run a container using that image. So let's take a look at it and how it looks.
Now, you happen to be on a Mac here, of course.
That's right. So if I just go here and switch to my prompt, so I've got a Windows or a Linux machine running on Azure.
So you're at the command line of your, you're not SSH'd in right now, you're looking at the terminal of your Mac.
This is actually, so let's just quickly go back.
Do you need to do?
So this is, you're absolutely right. This
there
is just
go.
The Mac.
Okay, so here we are at the Mac command line. No virtual machines running here, no virtual box.
Not yet.
Just a Mac.
Not yet. Then what I'll do is I'll SSH quickly to my VM running on Azure. This is just because I choose to run Linux, but I could do the same thing from other platform. I could use my Mac using boot
now
to
here
Docker.
You just did Azure VM extension. Did you mean to do that?
Nope. That's not what I actually meant. I copied the wrong command, so I am just trying to copy it here.
Okay, so you're going to SSH up into a Ubuntu machine, presumably running in the cloud.
That's right. So I'm in.
There it is.
And so this is just a Linux VM. It could be on-prem, it could be on Azure. I just chose for convenience to run it from Azure because I already have a VM running there.
All right.
And then what I do to now get my CLI running on this machine, typically you will go and run through the NPM or do something. Here I'll just do Docker run it, and then I give it the...
And what is it?
It means interactive TTY. So we are running it interactively with the TTY open.
All right.
Microsoft, and then slash the image name, which is Azure CLI.
Okay.
That's it.
So it's installed, it's done?
Everything is done. I'm done.
There's no pause or
nothing.
Progress bar?
So now I do Azure, which is the help system for the Azure CLI, and then I should get the Azure CLI help all ready to go.
Now, at this point, you would still want to go and say Azure account import and bring in.
That's correct. So now I want to log into my subscription. I'll just do Azure login, and then it will ask me for my authentication. So it will ask me for username and password and log in, and then I'm good to go.
And that information is then stored on that user profile privately.
Yes. So that's a good question. Now, the power or the advantage of doing this, so I just showed you how you can easily just run one command and then you're up and running. But really, the power comes when you are doing a bunch of developments and then you're logging into different subscription, you're saving a bunch of files, you're doing a bunch of stuff, and then you go and move to another client's machine. Wouldn't it be nice if you take everything with you? So the way you do that is using Docker. Use Docker. So in this case, let's say I'm inside this container. Right. What I want to do is I'm going to commit this container to an image. Okay, and this would be like a personal image that I'll use for my own development environment. So I go to another machine, mm-hmm. I can just go and pull that same image that already has all the information that I need. So I don't actually have to go to the Microsoft's official image.
Does the Microsoft Azure CLI Dockerfile have a dependency on something else?
No, just installing the Azure CLI bits.
And then, but there's no other Dockerfile like upstream.
And then it uses the Ubuntu,
the Ubuntu
Fortune one. Behind the scenes. And it's actually all shown here. Like if you go to the actual repo, you can get all the details about it. I go here. So here you could, it will tell
Docker
you
Docker file,
and then you'll be able to see. It's pretty simple.
Okay, so just starting Ubuntu. With Ubuntu 14.04, and then it goes and it handles
that
stuff.
Exactly.
So then when you are in a running environment and you set it all up, are you saying that you can then kind of freeze it?
That's right.
And say, that's the way I like it.
That's right.
And then you make another one that depends on Azure CLI, that depends on Ubuntu.
That's right. So that's the idea. And also, like when you freeze it, you've taken everything that you need that you've already built, might have spent a few hours to get things going, and then you say, okay, I want to save this configuration, I like it.
Right.
And then you save it to an image. Obviously, you don't want to publish this image publicly because it has your subscription information and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you keep it, you can save it in your private repo, and then you get access to it from somewhere else.
And are you finding yourself doing this more and more? Is this the way you're starting to work?
That's right. So, in fact, that's how it all started. What I observed when I was in CLI is I do something in my machine, I move to another machine, I'm just like, okay, I gotta do everything again. Every time, just log in. This is simple stuff, but it still just takes from my time. I would rather just start from where I left off last time. So it's pretty pretty powerful, I find it. So here, I'll show you very quickly, if you would like, how we commit the container.
Let's do it.
And then I'll use one that I actually personally use that is already used for my login information subscription.
Okay.
So from the so here, I could just clean the screen. So I'm inside, like I said, this container. Now that time I made some change and I logged in. What I can do is Control-P-Q. Get me out of, that's not what you want, Control-P-Q. Okay.
What are you trying to do?
I was actually just trying to exit the container. There we go. So if I do...
Okay, so you're out of the container and back into the SSH session.
That's right. So if I do Docker PS, I can see a bunch of these containers running.
Oh, running and some of that.
One of them.
Here we go. I see something here.
Yep.
You've got Microsoft CLI latest, and then you've got KMoose CLI latest.
That's right. In fact, I already have, that's the image I use for my own testing, is the CLI test. But I just want to give you an idea. The way I created it is just doing Docker commit, and then you give it the container name.
Right.
And then some kind of image. So I'll call it CLI test 2. That's it.
Okay, and that's local.
That's
local. Did not get pushed anywhere.
No, I didn't. If I want to push it, I can push it. But obviously, if it has my credentials, I don't want to push it. Mm-hmm. But I can push it to a private repo hosted on Azure Storage, for example. Now, at this point, I've already have that I've been using. Mm-hmm. If I want to run it next time around, I don't have to go to the Docker Hub repo to download the official Microsoft one. That was just to get me going. But I can just come here again and say Docker run, again, it with interactive TTY.
Yep.
And then I give it my own repo now, which is my KMOUSS,
right.
And then I say CLI test. Now this image is special. It has my credentials and stuff, so if I do Azure, and then I do account list, so I can see the subscriptions that are specific to me, and then one of them usually I set up as a default that I want to use for my current development.
So when you have a Docker file and it says, from this starting image, and then it usually has some instructions that you run.
That's right.
What is the difference between the instructions that are being run in the Docker file and files on disk? Because you went and committed this, and you basically kind of committed a diff.
Correct.
Between where you were and where you ended up.
Correct.
But then there's also instructions in the Docker file to run.
Correct. So in Docker files, it's actually pretty flexible. What it is building layers on top of each other. In this case, image layers. So when you build a Docker file, you start from some base layer, and then you start adding stuff, like installing new software on top of it.
Right.
That software You could decide that you want to have a copy of that package to be local from the machine where you're building from. Mm-hmm. And then you instruct it to, you know, kind of copy it, kind of install it from that package. That's also supported. It doesn't have to be always online. It could be offline as well. And then you, you know, it will just go during the building process. It will go to your local storage where you put that package. And then when you install it, now you've got the bits as new image layer. And then once you package it up, then you can publish it. In fact, typically what some folks do as well, if that package is something you want to include as part of the Docker file kind of package together, you could publish that package somewhere, and then people can download it with instructions and say, just reference this particular line, and then it will know how to install it.
So I would think that in a large enterprise, you could even have your own private kind of Docker repository, and people could
That's probably going to come up soon. What is the Enterprise Hub?
Right.
I think Docker has already announced it. It's not available yet, but that's something will be available in the future. That is really Docker is working on that, and they will probably release it when it's ready.
Yeah, and then from a tooling perspective, being able to have the system set up where you've got here are the subscriptions that our consulting company works on, and everyone can use that Docker.
That's exactly the idea. Today you could do it, but it is a private repo, which is by a single user. But absolutely right when you mentioned like an enterprise environment when you have one image that is shared between lots of other people. Obviously, that is a scenario that is Docker Hub Enterprise is trying to solve. So that is the idea. Now, once I am here, I can do whatever I want to do. One interesting thing, what we announced recently with the Azure Resource Manager in IIS V2, you can list your groups, you can deploy VMs, you can manage them, you can do everything that you can do with the Azure CLI.
Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. We're learning about new ways, new revolutionary ways to work with Azure and Docker here on Azure Friday.